Maureen O'Donnell going for a third Ulster title. Once again, it's Dunamoyne, the old rivals. How's this prep been different from the, I suppose, the last four or five finals that provincial level you've prepared for?
Yeah, well, I suppose preparations always go the same, training late on this time of the year, you know, actually. So we've been putting on the hard work now. As you say, we're going for our third Ulster final and maybe up against Dunamoyne again. You know, we had a couple of defeats in them in the past. In fact, the last time they beat us was 2015 in the final. So old foes, big enemies, great team, 11 All-Irelands. Against their name, you know, but so we're going into the final now on Sunday with nothing to lose. We've been playing all year, trying to build on one game at a time. So, you know, we'll take this as another game and go out and hopefully Sunday see how we can get on.
Do you have the artillery in the squad to take them on?
Well, people would have said now at the beginning of the year things were kind of, we were just building and there was young girls coming in. So, you know, we lost a lot of players since 2015, Oisin, and a lot of players went away and travelling, and there's a lot of new young under-16s and under-18s coming up now. I have to say, it took them a wee while at the beginning of the year to gel into the team, but consistent training and the effort and the commitment levels from them, and I guess they can see, you know, that we're building momentum every game, and the crack of training's good, and they're well gelled into the team now, and they're actually brilliant underage players coming through there. So, you know, I always say that we're a team in transition at the minute, and we're constantly building, and each year now I do believe we'll develop from this and we'll add girls coming back into the squad, like Rosha McCaff and Therese McCaffrey's away there to come back in maybe next year, so it'll only strengthen the team as well. So, you know, maybe at the beginning of the year, people, if you had said we're going to be in an Ulster final, they would have definitely wrote us off. Yeah. So that's the way we're going into Sunday's game now. We've got to the final and we've nothing to lose, and hopefully we can push on.
How big a learning curve was the county final for most of the group this year? You've been there before and won senior county titles, but it was a big day for a lot of the rest of the group.
Yeah, it was a massive day for the younger girls, and then, you know, post that was the one in the first big cup, and we set out at the beginning of the year to win the county final. We played Glenfinn in a game just prior to that, and we suffered, well, what we would have said, it was a very disappointing result, defeat against Glenfinn. So it was very difficult for us to regroup again as a team, bring ourselves into that county final that day up in McCool Park. It was a big stage for a lot of our girls, but my God, did they handle it so well, and the experience alone in that won for us. The girls just are building since then, and they're just enjoying every minute of it, and that's great. And they're very young girls, and they're getting a lot of experience playing senior. That's why I would advise a lot of the younger girls to get up into senior level as quick as they can, because the experience that they get is just second to none.
You were fortunate that the two games to date in Ulster were here at home at the Burn Road, but you're going now to Killyclaw. It's a first away experience, I suppose, in provincial football for the group. What sort of effect could that have, or is it hard to put that to the back of the mind?
Well, you know, you said we were lucky there to get two home games, and I guess it's a massive advantage to any team playing at home, but we've never went into a final game where we've been able to play a final at home, Oisin. So, you know, semi-finals and quarter-finals, and that was great, and it is a great advantage when you're playing at home, you know the pitch. But, you know, we've equally played as many games away as well, so we're just going to prepare ourselves in the same way, going out, and hopefully the supporters will be there with us on the day. As I say, there's a different feeling in the camp this year. You know, I feel that, you know, since the passing of Danny O, maybe that a lot of things have went our way, and we kind of feel that and our team this year as well, and hopefully he'll be there Sunday and push us over the line. But there's a great team spirit, and there's a great, you know, sort of community spirit around this final this year, and the girls are very calm in the camp. No big nerves yet. It's like I say, we're just going to take it as another game and see if we can get over the line.
Yeah, generally in the club, as you say, a lot of things have happened here, and there's been county titles won by different age groups, and to top the season off, an Ulster crown would be the way to do it, Maureen?
I mean, it would be just a fantastic end to this. Well, not even an end to the season, but, you know, progress into an All-Ireland semi-final. I think that's probably the biggest thing. We never set out to go into Ulster this year. We more or less set out to win our county final and then take one game as it came. Then the fact that we got two home games, and, you know, with the massive advantage that we had in those games, the girls pushed on, had a couple of great games. Like, the last game was very, very tight down to the wire. We won it by a point. So, you know, it proved as well that the girls can dig deep when they want to. So against, you know, I guess everybody's saying Dunamoyne are a big, big team, and they are, you know, a big team, but any team can be beaten on a Sunday. Yeah. So if we were to bring the cup back on a Sunday after beating Dunamoyne, geez, it would be a fabulous achievement.
Just going back to 14, the year you went to the All-Ireland and won it, and you came through Ulster taking a provincial title as well. Maureen, you've been round the block a while with Termin GA Club. Is that sort of level and standard within this current group that was there a number of years ago?
It's you know, you look at the team in 2014, it's a very different team. You know, there was a lot of there was a lot of players that went out for the dog fight that year. The team that's in this year, a very talented bunch of girls, a lot more skillful, great tacklers, very good defensively. We've a very good defensive setup. Like, so I would say, yeah, they're two very different teams. You know, so, and we've also proved that when it comes down to the line, when it comes down to the wire, like there the last day, we were down for 4 points at one stage after half time. We dug so deep against a very good team and we come off with a victory. So I do believe that this current bunch has what it takes, you know, even though we are consistently training and consistently playing and trying to build on that there. But yeah, I do believe they have what it takes now on Sunday to move on and go into an All-Ireland semi-final, sure enough. You know, actually, so hopefully it'll be that way.
Okay. Are you going to lace the boots to take to the field, or are you going to be stuck in nets?
I think I'm going to...
Because we've seen a rare appearance the last day outfield.
Do you know what? It was kind of shock for myself as well. Like, but we were very stuck. We lost Eamon Alcorn to suspension and we lost Evan McDade to injury. So we were very stuck defensively. So Maya come back into the defensive setup there and all of McCaffrey come back in as well. And then so we were a bit stuck up front. But no, do you know what?
They're not stuck this week, are they?
No, they're not stuck this week. Well, Eamon Alcorn's back, I think, after suspension, so that's good. So no, I think I'll be in nets this week. Gosh, you know, I'm hoping I'll be back in there. You know, when you prepare for a position in your head and in your mind, like when you go out to play, then like I just was completely thrown into the deep end. Like haven't played outfield in a couple of years, so but I'm actually more confident now in nets. It's a horrible position to be in, but hopefully get the kick outs off and, you know, keep the defence right. That's probably a better option for me.
Okay. Well, listen, all we can say is best of luck on Sunday.
Thanks, Oisin. Cheers.